Thanks, Evie. Just going to get myself comfortable. If you're sitting in your lounge room, you can give Eve a clap and a shout out from where you are. And I reckon we'd be able to hear you. But thank you for those of you who have actually sent in some text messages to us. It's very good. I've got a few on my phone I'm going to read out. To Aroni and Eliana. Hey, guys. Good to have you listening in. And to Michelle, Tammy, Rowena, Louisa sent an amazing picture of herself and Nick in front of the big screen. So good to have you online, guys. And John, I won't give his full name because he reckons he said listening while he's driving. So that's all right. I thought he said he was watching. And so Gordon and Scylla, good to have you guys there. If you don't know who we are, maybe you're listening in today, watching, you've never actually met Eve and myself. So David's my name. It's my wife, Eve, who was the one wearing the dull clothing and the dull glasses. No, not so. Colour. And we're the pastors of the Hive Church, and we're still in Hornsby, but actually right now we're everywhere. So we're just in a good way. This is a good season to connect differently. So welcome. Great to have you on board and great to have you listening. And today I'm just going to share a few thoughts and open up a few things from the Bible. And before we do, I'm just going to pray. So if you're in your space, wherever you are, and you'd like to just kind of get into a prayer space, please do. So, God, thank you today. Thank you for this new way that we can be together. Thank you, God, for those people decades ago who dreamt up technology that's now getting used for this very purpose, to be the church. Bless them, God. Bless everybody who's just around on our Hive live stream today, and help me now, God, just to communicate what's on your heart. I ask this in your name, amen. Hey, a big thank you to our team who helped to make this happen. Richard, you can't see him. He's out on my left. We're very grateful. Our government produced a clear update in a press conference on Thursday that just explained how we can do this. So we have completely got the blessing of the government to do what today is. It's a workplace from our perspective. It lets us actually come and be the church and be a team who are here for one purpose, to produce this so you can listen in, and we've got the tape measures out and we're happy with the 1.5 metres and all those kinds of things. So thanks for joining in. And I want to also say to anybody who's online, if you've worked out how to use the Twitch platform to communicate, we'd love you to keep doing that. And even at the end, if there's something that I talk about in these next few minutes and you think, oh, I'm not sure about that, or could you expand on that, I'd love you to actually just type in a comment, and I'd be happy to stay on for a bit of Q&A at the end of this, all right? So it's new times. We haven't ever done this sort of stuff, but it's going to be good. So how are you going? How are you going? I honestly feel like it's almost, for me, before Corona and after Corona at the moment. Do you feel like that? Even I sometimes, when we're watching telly and just looking at ads, there are some ads and we look at them and we think, you shouldn't be that close to each other, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes we almost feel like the world we're in now is just so radically different to the world that we've known. And for me, it's a case of thinking to myself, how can I protect my thinking? How can I protect my focus? How can I protect what I'm looking at? How can I protect what I'm looking at on my screen? How can I make sure that what I'm thinking about, what I'm remembering, what I'm focusing on is helping me to stay healthy? And, you know, we're only 2 weeks in, aren't we? Only 2 weeks in. Some people are saying that we could be, you know, multiple weeks ahead. So today I'm going to bring to you some thoughts that are to do with memory, the importance of remembering. And I feel today, if I could put into one kind of sentence the main point that I am describing, it's this: let's not forget what we should remember, and let's keep remembering what, and I beg your pardon, and let's not remember what we actually should forget. I'm going to say that again. Let's not forget what we should remember, and let's not remember what we should be forgetting. Okay. Did you know that what they do to keep a circus elephant from running away. They actually tie a metal chain onto a collar around the mighty elephant's leg, and they tie it to a small wooden peg that's hammered into the ground. And the 10-foot-tall, 5,000-kilogram hulk called an elephant, though that elephant could easily snap the chain and uproot the wooden peg and escape to freedom, the elephant does not do that. What they actually have is what today is called by scientists the circus elephant syndrome. The circus elephant syndrome, what is that? It's because when the baby elephant once was a baby, its trainers used exactly the same methods. They actually chained around its leg when it was very little, a chain, and every time the little elephant tried to break away, the metal chain would pull it back. And sometimes the little elephant would just struggle to yank it, but it wouldn't be able to. It wasn't strong enough, and it would begin to bleed on its leg. And the elephant pulled harder and harder, but then began to realise that the wound that was happening every time the elephant tried to break free was getting worse and worse and more painful. And the elephant made a conclusion that it was futile trying to escape. It actually stopped trying. The thing about elephants is, you know, they actually are capable of uprooting trees. They're that strong. They're very smart as well. Their trunks are capable of actually reaching out and unlocking a lock. They're hyper-intelligent and they're hyper-strong. But this truth today describes to me what I believe is the risk for us in this coronavirus time, that we would forget who we are and we would only remember the things that have happened recently. They say elephants never forget. I think that's untrue, because this story proves elephants do forget. And today I think the biggest danger for us as we live in a world that is intent on flattening the curve is that in flattening the curve, there will be a flattening of our faith and a fattening of our fear. I'm going to say that again, that in the focus that we're part of, and these are good things to do, social distancing, all those things, and I, from the point of view of being a Christian leader today, I want to say that I support our government, that I believe that our Prime Minister is elected for this time, and I think it's a good thing, it's a God-honouring thing to support and to pray for our leaders. So I'm not actually questioning what they've chosen to do. What I am questioning today is the impact that it might have for us if we forget what we're meant to remember, and we remember those things we're meant to forget. So let me explain. There's an incredible scripture, and I think we have a way today. If we do not, there will be show notes that we're going to put out on an email with these scripture references. So if you don't catch the verses from the Bible that I refer to, then relax, we'll try to get them to you. By the way, if we do not have your email address and you know that, then through our church website, you can just simply log in into the homepage, fill out the contact page, and then just send us an email and say, please send me the show notes from Church Online today. But in Isaiah chapter 42, Isaiah 42, and I'm in verse 22. Isaiah, it's in the Old Testament. It's sits kind of roughly in the middle of my Bible and of yours. But if you have a Bible in front of you or just want to listen in, this describes what I think it's like for most of us today who are stuck in our homes. It describes people who are kind of snared or stuck in their holes, and they're hidden in prison houses. Do you feel like that? do you feel like you can't get out? I do sometimes. And they are prey for no one delivers, and for plunder, and no one says restore. No one says restore. What's the point? I feel like today it's important not to forget the word restore. It's important not to forget that word restore. It's important not to forget when all we have coming across our screens and across our reality is this, what some people are calling the new reality of this time. I actually say this is not a new reality. I say there's a bigger reality, and you might have different views about this, but I feel as a believer in the Christian message, which is a message of hope, is a message of restoration, is a message of a future plan that God has to actually bring his kingdom and to bring about an influence that will completely change our world and bring new heavens and new earth. I believe that that is a greater reality that God's actually about doing. This is actually not a new normal. This is not a new normal. There's a new normal that's going to come, which is called the kingdom. But that said, could it be that we are forgetting today that God actually is still a God of restoration? Could it be when we turn on the news and there's greater statistics every day of the number of people who have the virus or the number of people that are affected or number of people losing their jobs? Could it be that we forget the heart of the gospel message, indeed the heart of what Elizabeth shared to us, thanks for that communion, the heart of what Jesus actually has come to do, which is to restore. Could it be that we so focus on this present time that we forget what we're meant to remember? Do you understand what I'm saying? And I encourage us today that I believe selective memory is underrated. Selective memory is underrated. I believe God has selective memory, and I'm going to prove that to you quickly. There are some scriptures that I think are pretty cool. They actually speak a lot to my heart at this particular time, because God actually says, I will forget your sinfulness. I will forget your sin. God actually forgets things that he's meant to forget. That's the gospel message. That's the message of having a savior. That's the message of having Jesus and paying the price for my sin and for your sin. God promises, I will remember your sin no more. That's actually what he says. He also says, but there's things he is going to remember. He says in Isaiah chapter 43, I will, and I know your name. I love that. God has not forgotten you. This is very good news. This is right now, I'm speaking to someone in your home, in front of your screen, and you might feel very isolated or maybe right now very impacted by what the coronavirus consequences are for you and for your family. But I want to let you know, God has not forgotten you. He knows you by name. And if you want to find some very encouraging scriptures in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2, having said, I have redeemed you, I've called you by your name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, bracket, of coronavirus, we're going to come through this, right? We're going to come through this, everyone. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. He's with you right now. He has not forgotten your name. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Isn't that good? God has not forgotten you. He knows you by name. And I believe today, I'm speaking to somebody for whom you are in a place of risk because you possibly are not remembering who you are. The elephant, I'll put it to you, the baby elephant forgot who that elephant was created to be. That baby elephant was created to be a magnificent, strong, regal creature, a magnificent creature that was actually destined to have a measure of authority in the jungle, to have strength, to have intelligence, to be able to be free, to be who it was meant to be. The elephant forgot who it was. Let's not forget today who we are and who you are. Today, if you believe that Jesus is your Savior, then you are a child of the King. God has not forgotten you. You have Jesus within you. You're not actually created for captivity. You're created for freedom. And I believe the biggest challenge for all of us, it's a challenge for me, is to keep my thinking completely focused on who God is and who I am in him. And so I'm going to share with you a scripture that I hope will encourage you. It's in the book of Psalms. And if you want to write this down and come back to it in your own time, it's Psalm 111. I love the scripture I'm going to read to you. Psalm 111. and verse 2. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. I'm going to read that again. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. Verse 3, his work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. And here it is, verse 4, he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. He's made his wonderful works to be remembered. Let me ask you, in the honesty of your own room, wherever you are listening today, what is it that you are remembering at the moment? I find it quite challenging to remember what God's doing and what he's done. I find so much going on in my head that is actually almost challenging what I remember and causing me to remember what happened last week. Even, let's be honest, toilet paper's taken on a different definition, right? Who can remember back to the day when we could just go into any grocery store at any time and buy anything we wanted? Doesn't that feel like a distant memory? It was only 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Isn't it interesting how quickly our memory and quickly our conception and our perception of things changes? And I believe we're in a day today, as I said, where the biggest challenge is that we would forget the things we're meant to remember, what God's done, who he is, his works, the testimony of what he's done in my life. And I encourage you that one of the things that you can do, we all can do in these coming days, we can do it this afternoon. Most people I speak to, if I say, hey, what are you up to? They say, well, I'm not doing anything, so I can't go out. You know, I can't leave the house. So here's an opportunity to take time to study what God's done. You might be a student now, maybe you've studied in the past. In some ways, some of my most challenging days were when I was doing a master's program and just talked to my wife. And to study is costly, right? If you're going to study anything, any academic course, any subject, any career-involved study, it means you focus. It means that you are disciplined. It means that you will have to say, sorry, I can't do such and such because I'm going to study. And it's the same for us right now in this time. The way that we are able to remember what we're meant to remember is to study. It means we're going to choose to turn off the news feed or turn off the television or turn off whatever digital things that you might be involved with. They're not bad things, but if they cause us to stop remembering the things we're meant to remember, then we're in trouble, that our faith will be flattened and our fear will be fattened. And so today I encourage you to be studious. Now, Jesus said something very important to his disciples, and Elizabeth led us through communion beautifully. You may know that Jesus said, and in fact the Apostle Paul picks up the same words when he writes in 1 Corinthians. Jesus said about communion, about the bread and about the wine, about what we call the sacraments, he says, take these in remembrance of me. Take these in remembrance of me. And today I encourage you, you can have communion at any time in your week. Did you know that? Maybe you might think, well, that's weird. I've never even knew that I could. Or maybe for you in your tradition, or maybe where you've seen communion and sacraments in the past, you've always associated it with a priest or possibly a minister actually helping to serve those things. But you can remember Jesus every day. You can pull out your, just like we did today, simple bread, a wafer, you can take communion at any stage. And it's a good thing because it helps us then to study and to remember and not to forget who we are. So I encourage us today. I believe that faith and fear have so much in common. They actually have a lot in common. They're both tactile. They're both sensory. They're both anchored to memory. The elephant had the wrong memories associated to his or her own situation. And today, I encourage us as a people, let's not forget who we are in Jesus. Let's not forget that God loves you. He loves me. Let's not forget the message of hope, of salvation. Let's not forget that there is a God who is in charge. There's a God who knows what's going on. There's a God who has the end and the beginning all in his heart. And we can be confident today that he knows right now your name. And what that means, this is very important for me to just quickly say that as I close. In knowing your name, that means he knows who you were created to be. He knows who you are destined to be. He knows exactly your situation now, and he is offering you he's offering you his grace. He's offering you his presence. He's offering you the deep, abiding sense that he is with you, and you're not alone. And he knows who you are. If your life feels a bit off track today, I encourage you, give your own situation freshly to God. Give him your circumstances. Give him your heart, and watch what he can do as he brings about restoration in all of our situations. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to hand back to Evie, and as I do, I just want to encourage you. I could be talking to somebody today who says, you know what, David, I actually barely have anything in my world to remember if it comes to God. I have no memories. I have really no history with God. I'm not even sure if I'm a Christian. I want you to know right now, as you're listening to me in front of this camera, that simply becoming in relationship with Jesus is something that is a matter of just expressing in your heart with a prayer, with words. Don't get put off by the whole thought of a prayer. A prayer is simply just relating and talking and being honest before God. And I'm going to lead us all in a prayer. If you're listening and you would say, David, I want to invite Jesus into my life. I actually want to have a way that my memory can be healed. I struggle to remember the right things. I have all these thoughts in my head that are constantly troubling me, constantly oppressing me. I want you to know today that Jesus came to heal your memory. He came to heal your thinking. He came to heal your heart. He came to bring wholeness to your soul. And that all begins with an invitation for Jesus to come inside of your heart, to make him Lord and Saviour, and to accept his work on the cross. That we'll all, if you want to be part of next Sunday, you'll hear more about that, what that is. But Jesus died and he was buried and he came back to life again, that you could have a whole new start in your life. So I'm just going to close my eyes and just lead in a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you today for the new start that I can make in my life. Help me in this time. Help me with my memory. Help me with my thinking. Bring healing into my head. Bring healing into my mental illness. Bring healing into the things that trouble me. And I receive your free gift of salvation. I believe that you are the one who was buried and who rose again to give me new life. And I thank you for that gift in Jesus' name. Amen. It's wonderful. Great to share with you. I'm handing back to my wife, to Eve, and we're going to move from there.
Great. That was fantastic. Very on point, I think. Because of the season we're in, we do totally get bombarded with all of this stuff, information, warnings, be careful of negative things. And we do have to keep bringing ourselves into that middle line. Jesus is Lord. Keep remembering the things that he's done, the way that he loves you. And you know what? I mean, David and myself are quite excited about this season. We just feel like God is going to do amazing things. And don't forget what we talked about last week. Keep going into that space where you can give the Holy Spirit time to bring back to your memory things that you have heard from him about yourself in the past. Prophetic words, creative ideas, innovations. There is so much I feel God is wanting to bring change to. We won't go back to the past, and I'm jolly excited about that. I think it's fantastic. I think there's so much ahead for us. So, but we just do need to remember that he knows you by name and he loves you. You are his most special and amazing work. Did you know that? You are his favourite. That's it.